Watch, Argentina's Milei center stage singing at celebration of Israel. By Simon Kent on April 22, 2026. Argentine President Javier Milei has long been an unabashed supporter of Israel. He confirmed that once more Tuesday night as he sang and lit a ceremonial torch at Israel's 78th Independence Day celebrations. He was selected to light a torch at the annual ceremony, the first time the honor has been bestowed on a foreign leader. As he doubled down on relations with Israel as it continues to work alongside the U.S. in confronting Iran's violence across the Middle East and the contested Strait of Hormuz. Milei was welcomed with cheers and applause as he joined an upbeat, energetic song number on center stage, singing Libre by Nina Bravo with Molly Levi and Rodham Cohen. The light always overcomes the darkness, because lies and hatred always yield to the power of truth and time, Milei told the crowd. Thus, we light this torch in honor of all those who fought for the freedom and sovereignty of Israel. Israel has proven time and again that victory is not determined by the number of soldiers, but by the forces that come from the heavens. The Times of Israel reports among those in attendance were Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife Sarah, Knesset Speaker Amir Ohana, Supreme Court Chief Justice Isaac Ahmed and IDF Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir. The official theme of the ceremony, organized as it is every year by Transportation Minister Miri Regev, was Forces of Renewal. The show of support came after Milei and Netanyahu on Sunday launched the Isaac Accords, a new strategic framework aimed at strengthening cooperation between Argentina, Israel and like-minded partners in the Western Hemisphere, as Breitbart News reported. Related flashback, Milei prays at the Western Wall, one of the holiest sites in Judaism. In an official statement, the Argentine Foreign Ministry detailed the Isaac Accords constitute a new strategic framework between the two countries. It added, the descendants of Isaac and nations with a Judeo-Christian tradition in the Western Hemisphere that is designed to strengthen cooperation in the defense of freedom and democracy, and promote the joint fight against terrorism, anti-Semitism, and drug trafficking. Milei landed in Israel on Sunday, marking his third official trip to the Middle Eastern country since he became president in December 2023. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.